Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But at the same time, you know, there's so many people right now that are being attacked with worry. You know, guys are being attacked with worry, whether it be the looming financial fiscal cliff, you know, financial cliff, which is just kind of so tired of hearing about it by now. It's just like, come on now, you know, whether it's the all the stuff that people have been through during 2012. And because they've been hit with such a hard blow in 2012, they have no hope for 2013. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great uncertainty just in a lot of people that you speak with. And one thing that you don't want to fall to is to begin to worry. Right. And because worry will sap the life out of you. And all we can do is trust God and rest. Rest in God. I'm talking to the believer. I'm talking to the church right now. You know, show God that you're willing to do your part, but you're also willing to trust him to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do your part, but there's only so much that you and I can do. There's only so much that we have to take our hands off of and say, God, listen, I'm entrusting this to you. I got to let God do his part. Mm-hmm. And worry oftentimes is the interest that we pay on tomorrow's problems. Worry is the interest. I'm saying it again, the interest that we pay on tomorrow's problems. And think about worry is that worry brings torment. You know, you're tormenting yourself. It's disturbing thoughts. It's annoyances and cares and anxieties. And you're just so wrapped up. Your mind is constantly engaged in gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not going to work out. And negativity. And you begin to start a downward spiral. You begin to get on a slippery slope where you get so cranial, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, they're going cranial on me. They're going cranial. You got to unplug to what's going on in the rest of the world. And all you, it's all over you. Mm-hmm. It's this worry and this dread. And for the believers, let me tell you something. God wants to, you know, his will for us is to have peace. You know, Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart continually. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're supposed to flow in. It's a place that we're supposed to have. The peace of God, it's our inheritance. He's the Prince of Peace, and it's supposed to flow continually through us. You know, in John 14:27, this is what Jesus says, peace I leave with you. This is the New Living Translate, NIV. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. See, God would not ask you to do anything that he wouldn't enable you to do. Right. You know, if he says do not be afraid, it's not because he's saying do it in your own strength. He says, listen, don't be afraid because you can trust me. You know, when it comes to worry, you just got to say, listen, I'm just not going to worry about this. You know, one of the things, guys, I tell my son, you know, if he's being attacked in a certain area and begins to worry about something, I said, listen, he says, but it's in my head, Dad, it's in my head. I said, listen, just change the channel. Change the channel.
Right.
Change that in your refocus. And the word says, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is excellent, think on these things. You need to start remembering the wonders of the Lord. You know, do not become fretful. Do not become full of anxiety. And the thing about it is that grace has to be understood. Grace has to be understood if you're going to have peace. Mm-hmm. 19 times, Pat, they greeted each other in the letters in the Word of God mm-hmm. with grace. Grace, wow. Grace, 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 grace. And you're never going to understand peace without understanding grace, because grace is undeserved favor. It's undeserved, unmerited. You can't earn it. It's given. Here it is. And you may be wondering, how can I have peace in my life? Listen, peace is available to you, but it's gonna be because of the grace of God, not because you've earned it. You're not gonna create your own peace. So people get into that thing. It's that whole do thing again, where I'm gonna start doing and putting things in my own hands so that I can earn my peace, so that I can have peace in my life. I said, listen, grace provides you the opportunity to have peace readily available to you, where you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to be involved in your situation. You don't have to put your hands on it to create a pseudo peace, but you can allow God to let his peace overtake you, because you have a revelation of God's unmerited favor, of his grace that says, look, it's yours. It's yours. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 says, trust in the Lord. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him.
You know, John, you know, you're saying that, and it reminds me, this morning I was just reading in Joshua 1:9, God is speaking to Joshua, and he says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. He commanded it. If God said it, then it will be.
That's right.
You know, we're not supposed to be afraid. We're not supposed to be terrified, worried about these things that are coming. Right. And he goes on and he says, go and take possession of the land. He says, I will give you rest in the land that I'm giving you. You know, it's a command. We're supposed to just hear him, like you're talking about, hear him and do and not be afraid about it, not worry about it.
That's right.
Right. Isn't that, and we shared about that actually yesterday as well, when we talked about, you know, the proverb says, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
Right.
And we talked about it with the king of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the whole thing. Hezekiah was able to cast vision when the king of Assyria was trying to plant all of this doubt. One of the things that King Hezekiah did before the doubt came, he started to cast vision with the people of God. And he said same exact thing that you just said, Chris, and Joshua. Mm-hmm. He says in verse 7, be strong and courageous.
Right.
The same thing. Do not be afraid or discouraged, because the king of Assyria and the vast army that's with him, for there is greater power with us than with him.
Mm-hmm.
With him is only the arm of the flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and fight to help us and fight our battles.
That's right.
And so, listen, God is with us. God is with us. And we need to be able to understand that and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that, listen, we don't need to get into all this. We need to acknowledge the Lord. Need to give him the credit. We need to cry out like David did. We need to cry out like Hezekiah did and said, Lord, if you don't do it, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to be so prideful to think that I can actually do something to fix my situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. And even in Psalm 6, you know, again, reading, you know, David's crying out, you know, to the Lord. His enemies are surrounding him. He's been crying out so long that he's become weak. You know, his eyes are failing him. He's become faint. You know, and he says, I flood my bed with weeping and I drench my couch with tears, you know, but then he goes on to say, he says, you know, away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy, and the Lord accepts my prayer.
Mm.
Yeah.
All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. You know, he held on to it. You know, it's, again, like we were talking about, you know, waiting in expectation. You know, we pray and we wait. You know, it may not come right away, but it's coming because God says it's going to come. He declared it, you know, because, you know, he's saying, you know, I'm weeping, I'm faint because I'm crying out to you. He says, oh, Lord, where are you? You know, how long must I cry out? But yet then he declares, God has heard my cry. He's heard my pleas. You know, my enemies, you know, your trials, whatever, you know, that are coming against you, they're going to go away. They're going to run and they're going to flee. You know, because we're putting our trust in God.
That's right.
That's so good. You know, the thing about it too is that you're gonna, you know, he was faint because he was crying out to God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be faint because you're crying out to God, or you can be faint because you're worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Gonna be faint either way. Yeah. But I tell you, I'd rather be faint because I'm crying out to God
mm-hmm.
than slap wore out because worry has sapped the very energy from me. That's what mm-hmm. worry does. Mm-hmm. Worry does a few things. Worry is basically our backup plan when we don't trust God. Worry robs you
mm-hmm.
of the power that you need today.
Right. It robs you of your peace.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But your physical energy is just sapped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a full-time job to worry. You look at someone who's been worried, they're just slap wore out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did that work? Did that fix your situation?
Right.
Not only that, but worry often causes illnesses, ulcers, headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
the
know,
same as it's fear.
Yeah.
You know, fear, exactly right. Fear, man.
Yeah, and it nullifies your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
It nullifies your prayers.
Opposite of faith.
Mm-hmm. It's said about worry that 40% of people worry about the future, and they can't do anything about it. That another 30% worry about the past that can't be changed. Why would you worry about something that happened back when you was in high school? Back when it's like it can't be changed. It is what it is.
Right.
You need to trust God with that.
That's right.
You need to trust God with that. And then like 10% worry that their health is going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that ain't moving in faith. And 8% continue to worry about problems, you know, that they can't do, like we said earlier, they just can't do anything about it. It's like worry. Worry is sin, because it's not of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hebrew tells us, Romans 14:23 rather tells us, whatever is not of faith is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about faith is Hebrews 11:1, now faith, present faith, right now, for this season, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's sure and certain.
Right.
But worry has to do about doubt, mm-hmm. uncertainty,
unbelief,
and instability and That's unbelief. Right. And it's important. You don't want to go into this new year worrying about your situation, you know. What do we do to catch ourselves from worrying? I mean, like, you know, what do you do? It's like, I'm on the slippery slope. I hear you guys, but I'm on the slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to stop.
Yeah.
you got to stop. You got to ask God to forgive us. You know, you ask God to forgive you. You got to recognize
mm-hmm.
God can't forgive you if nothing you don't acknowledge. That's why confession is so important. You know, we got to confess this to God. We got to say, look, this is what's been happening, Lord, and ask him to forgive us. And then realize that you can only do what you can do. And sometimes we know things, but it, you know, when we hear them again, it's like, oh, okay. I just needed to be told that. I will tell you again, you can only do what you can do. That's reassuring, because once you've done all that you can do, now you stay, and stand on the promises of God. And let me tell you, if you're going to stay, and stand on anything, man, let it be in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people, you know, they don't see the miracles in their life because they're not willing to step out. They're not willing they're not going to ever see the waters part. They're never going to see the waters ever separate because they stay on the ground and they never put their feet in the water. What if I mess up? What if it doesn't look right? I'm going to look stupid and, you know, really step out. Trust God and watch the waters part. And the last thing as we come to a close and you know, talking about worry here is if I remember this story correctly, you know, there was an Austrian city that was coming under attack from Napoleon's army, the French, and a church was meeting. The church was gathering, and they were like a little bit concerned. What should we do? One of the people in the church stand up and says, "Listen, we're just gonna have to have church. You know what I'm saying? We're just gonna have to just go after God and just be who we are, and let's just gather and." Let's just see God, you know. Let's just do what we're going to do. You know, 18,000 troops are coming. Oh, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to stop and panic.
Right.
So they had their service. But the French soldiers, when they heard the bell, they heard the they were ringing the bell for service. When they heard the bell, the French soldiers ran out of town because they thought the Austrian army was in the town and was going to run them off.
Wow.
You know, when the believers start ringing the bell, the service was starting,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They thought that the Austrian troops were coming, uh-huh. And they were getting ready to run the French, and the 18,000 soldiers just took off.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
You know, when you just start worshiping God, and you just start doing what God's yeah. told you to do, when you start seeking the Lord, guess what? The
yeah.
prison doors are going to bust wide open.
Right.
You know, you're going to have a way to get on out just like Paul did, and they're going to be able to run out of there and say, look.
Right.
They didn't worry about being locked up in jail. They just started praising God in the middle of what was happening.
Wow.
They focused their attention and their gaze upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. while they did that, while they moved in faith, mm-hmm. God responded to their faith. Chased them 18,000 soldiers out, opened the gates of your prison, and your captivity is free.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never be free. You'll never be free of the problems, the trials, the situations that you're going through, by worrying about them. Trust God and watch Him deliver you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.